This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in from Lisa Mullins. Service resumed in the last hour on the Red Line's Ashmont-Braintree section after a derailment at the JFK-UMass station this morning. One person was injured in the second derailment on the T in 4 days. The MBTA now says it's bringing in a third party to review all recent derailments on the subway and commuter rail lines. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us now from JFK Station with the latest. Fred, bring us up to speed and let us know, is the Red Line operating at full regular service now?
Sort of, Jack. They are running trains on the Ashmont to Alewife run straight through. And from on the Braintree line, you can take a Braintree train here at JFK UMass and go all the way down to Braintree. So if you're coming down from Cambridge or downtown and you need to go to Braintree, you can switch here at JFK UMass. Now, the trains are running at about 20-minute intervals, so give yourself some extra time if you are using the Red Line. The shuttles had been running earlier to circumvent the part of the train line that wasn't running, but those shuttles have now been superseded by actually running the trains on the tracks, Jack.
Fred, any other problems or damage caused by the derailment?
Yeah, I mean, the derailment caused damage to the signal equipment, to the tracks. The train is in a difficult spot to ride it because it's right under a bridge. Also, the undercarriage is severely damaged. And so that's going to cause some problems for the crews as they try to put it back on track and move it out of the way. There will be a crane there at some point on the Columbia Road overpass, and the T anticipates that will cause some traffic problems.
Now, I know the MBTA says there's no connection between today's derailment and the one that happened on Saturday on the Green Line near Kenmore. That injured 11 people, and it was blamed on operator error. Now, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh today called all of these derailments unacceptable. He's calling for more funding for the T. Governor Charlie Baker says there is a plan in place to invest in tracks, signals, and electronics to replace ones that are, in some cases, many decades old. What is MBTA management saying about this latest derailment and how it plans to respond to this issue?
Well, the investigation has just started. So earlier today, the general manager of the T, Steve Pastak, told us that they don't know what's caused this accident yet. He insists the T is safe. He says he rides it every day and he feels confident about it. But he says he hopes that the outside review he's ordered is going to bring some answers as to why we've had so many derailments over the years. The review will include all derailments, including on the commuter rail, over the last 2 years.
I understand there's frustration. I'm frustrated that we're having this. This is, you know, we want to provide a much higher, more reliable level of service to our customers, and we are actively taking steps to invest that money so that we can provide that service.
The review will be conducted by LTK Engineering Services. They are on site taking part in the investigation of this latest derailment. We looked at a recent MBTA safety report, and on the transit line alone, so that would be the green, the red, the orange, and blue lines, there have been 32 derailments since the beginning of 2017. Many of those involve trains in rail yards that were not carrying passengers.
All right, that's WBUR's Fred Tice keeping an eye on what's happening on the Red Line after this morning's derailment. Fred, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.